Now it's time for our weekly digest of what movie critics are saying about the new releases. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's summary judgment.
With Spider-Man still spinning box office gold, who dares to compete with the dark, brooding superhero? Why, the dark, brooding super celeb Lindsay Lohan. That's right, quicker than you can say counter-programming, here's Georgia Rule, a multi-generational chick flick where Felicity Huffman plays Lohan's mom and Jane Fonda plays the tough grandmother. I feel some teary-eyed hugs coming on.
Keep your dress on. I got you a job.
What?
Starts Monday. Just a brisk walk from here. I'll wake you at 7.
I'm not working.
One more rule. You live here, you work.
The nation's critics do feel like hugging and crying. From despair. Even though the Seattle Post-Intelligencer tries to be positive with a lively and occasionally funny but ultimately disappointing comedic drama, the Wall Street Journal simply snarls, abysmal. And Entertainment Weekly moans that Georgia Rule is a clunky family therapy soaper. Zach Braff is starring in a raucous comedy called The X, which has been sitting on a shelf for over a year. It even had a different title then, ironically called Fast Track. Braff plays a slacker who's forced to get a job when his pregnant wife quits hers. Amanda Peet and Jason Bateman also star.
We did sort of hook up once.
And he's paralyzed from the waist down.
No, not completely.
The critics are not amused. Variety calls it half-baked, the Los Angeles Times finds it totally forgettable, and the Washington Post sneers, a stunningly insipid romance marks an all-time low for Zach Braff, his Gigli, if you will. And if a chick flick or the next Gigli isn't for you, how about a bunch of British zombies? That's right, 28 Weeks Later is here, the follow-up to the acclaimed 28 Days Later. The horror sequel picks up 6 months after the rage virus has wiped out Britain. Robert Carlyle stars.
What are you afraid of?
What if it comes back?
It won't come back.
What if it does?
If it comes back, we kill it. It's Code Red.
The critics applaud this intense thriller. Ferociously entertaining, shouts The Hollywood Reporter. Swift, vicious, and grimly imaginative, raves the Chicago Tribune, and the New York Times calls 28 Weeks Later brutal and almost exhaustingly terrifying, but it is also bracingly smart. Actually, a British rage virus pretty much amounts to, how dare you? Yeah, I have to say, British zombies are so much more refined and polite than American zombies. Oh, I say, old chap, if you are quite done nibbling on that solicitor's ribcage, me mum and me wouldn't mind a go. Oh, by all means, try it with some salt and vinegar. Ooh, tasty this is.
Mark Jordan Ligon, he's a writer practicing his accents in Los Angeles.